Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Angela and I'm filling in for Maggie, joined by my friends Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. We've been having big discussions. Shout out to State Representative Darren Madison for joining in on the discussion. Obviously, thank you both for joining me because this is always my favorite if I'm ever on the radio. And we've been having a really good discussion about Dan's piece, latest piece that dropped today in the recombobulation area, and having a lively discussion about if the governor should run for a third term or not. And I want to be able to just to pull a couple of you all's feedback and some of your text messages. Jake from Madison said, I get Dan's argument and I do not think anyone has a job for life, but Evers is arguably the most popular politician in the state. That's why this is different than Biden and his 40% approval rating. Losing is not an option for Dems in the Govs race. Evers seems to be the best chance of keeping the governorship and stopping fascism. I think that last line is particularly, you know, compelling. I think that's a legit argument.
It's a valid point.
Yeah,
it absolutely is. And that's why we want to have these conversations. And you know, Ben Wickler told me in a recent interview that we did that he said Evers' veto pin has been, quote, one of the most important collections of atoms in the world in defense of democracy in this state.
And it's true.
And I wholeheartedly agree. And he's served this state well. But at a certain point, I think you risk undoing pieces of that legacy, pieces of being, you know, that most popular politician in the state, which, again, I'll quick aside on that. Most popular politician in the state means his net approval rating is like plus one.
Yeah.
Because every politician in the state has an underwater, deeply negative approval rating.
No one likes politicians.
So let's at least caveat that a little bit.
Fair. Lori and Shano says, the odd difference between the Democrats and Republicans is that Democrats call out the problems within the party, but the Republicans reelect a liar and make a hero out of an old man Reagan. The Republicans keep winning elections with their lying and corrupt politicians. So should we keep attacking our own people instead of just going after the other side?
Again, another valid point.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we just saw last week Donald Trump and Elon Musk going after each other.
Yeah.
So I think Republicans do, you know, have these types of conversations on their side, too. And I think this is it's also a conversation we need to be having. I think the fact that Democrats sometimes ignore these conversations.
Agreed. Yeah.
And will sweep things under the rug. And I think we saw that with Biden. It was just like, it'll be fine. Yeah, State of the Union was pretty good. Oh, this is going to go well. And all of a sudden he's delivering the worst debate performance in the history of debate performances.
And even after that, the next morning I posted, you know, Joe must go on Facebook.
Yeah.
And some Democrats called me a traitor and said I was on Team Trump.
Yeah.
We can't be that much just in the tank for whoever is the putative candidate.
Yeah. And I want to bring this back to kind of a full circle moment of like, these are robust conversations. These are important conversations that we should be having. But no matter where you feel on if the governor should run again, what we also need to acknowledge is that there is a real big moment that we all need to meet, whether it's the Democratic Party chair that will be elected this weekend, or it is it's if the governor should run for another election. There are real moments to figure out what is our leadership doing in this moment. Mm-hmm. And while we can wonder and push what our leadership is doing, there is also an opportunity for all of us to make sure that we're speaking out and using our platforms and showing up. And so I want to, in this last couple minutes that we have left, is to play a acceptance speech from the BET Awards from Doechii.
I do want to address what's happening right now outside of the building. There are ruthless attacks that are creating fear and chaos in our communities in the name of law and order. Trump is using military forces to stop a protest. And I want y'all to consider what kind of government it appears to be when every time we exercise our democratic right to protest, the military is deployed against us. What type of government is that? People are being swept up and torn from their families, and I feel it's my responsibility as an artist to use this moment to speak up for all oppressed people, for Black people, for Latino people, for trans people, for the people in Gaza. We all deserve to live in hope and not in fear. And I hope we stand together, my brothers and my sisters, against hate, and we protest against it. Thank you, BET.
I wanted to play that because, one, I think it was really powerful. And
Absolutely.
Two, it's meeting the moment. Like, here she is getting an award, but like she can't avoid what's happening. And I wanted to kind of just like end with us kind of like regrounded in this moment that, yes, there's really important discussions and dialogues and points of tension or, you know, controversy, depending how people fall on some of these issues. But at the end of the day, there are real things that are happening right here, right now. And people are like, you're being divisive. You know, why are we eating our own as Dems? Or, you know, this is happening. I am a firm believer we can walk and chew gum. That's part of what my personal job is all the time. I have to hold Democrats accountable, which can be difficult. And then I got to deal with Republicans at the same time. Mm-hmm. Organizers have learned to walk and chew gum. And I think it's time for the Democratic Party to also do the same. We can have both conversations at the same time. We can talk about what's happening in LA. We can talk about how we need to respond in this moment. But we can also be critical of what we want to see in leadership as they continue to meet this moment.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, right outside, not too far from where we are, too, there's a protest planned.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee at Cathedral Square Park. You know, I don't know exactly what's going to be happening there, but I think tensions are high and we, you know, I think it's going to be important to follow and watch what exactly is going on with that. What's going on with the No Kings protests that are happening this weekend? What's going on with in LA?
Yeah.
And you know, like Dochi said, use your platform for good.
Yeah. And I think all of us have our own platforms and figuring out how we use them is important. Matt, you get the last word. What do you got?
Yeah, we all need to stand up. We all need to use our voices, whether it's, you know, just on Facebook or with our neighbors, friends, and family, or if we have bigger platforms, we got to use them. This is the time.
You have been listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I've been Angela. We have had Dan and Matt, and shout out to State Rep Darren Madison. Thank you to Maggie for entrusting us with your show. And thank you to the callers and everyone that sent messages and texted and added to this conversation. We appreciate you all. And until the next time.
Bucks and six.